Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Australian audience touched and uplifted by Shen Yun's spiritual journey. Taipei resident, suing Jiang is a righteous thing to do. Witnessing the power of Falun Dafa in my scientific research. Hiroshima, Japan, citizens feel the energy of peaceful meditation. China, posters during Chinese New Year publicize lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. And Heilongjiang woman dies from complications of torture 4 days before Chinese New Year. Now for the stories.
Australian audience touched and uplifted by Shen Yun's spiritual journey. Shen Yun Performing Arts began its Asia-Pacific tour on January 30, 2016, and has since performed over 30 shows in 8 cities across Australia and New Zealand. Many theatergoers walked away feeling touched and uplifted by the positive spirituality presented in the performance. Exhibiting charm and delicacy, artist David Saunders said, "I was moved by the charm, delicacy, soft colors. It was beautiful." Mr. Saunders thought the backdrop scenes were brilliant, and he said they brought the images out of the heavens all the time and down onto the earth to show the people on the earth how to behave and how to live. A gift wrapped up from heaven. Music teacher Gwen Woodruff, who attended the performance in Perth with her 3 daughters, said, "I felt a kind of unity, almost a global unity." Teacher and musician Linda Eppinger said, "It's touched my life and changed my life in a way that I will never forget." She said she received a gift wrapped up from heaven that came off the stage through the audience. She added, "I believe the people in that show are under the direct influence of God. The heavenly kingdom of God is where it's coming from, spreading that hope of goodness and light." Miss Eppinger's sister Regina Crothers, the principal of a primary school, shared her feelings by saying, "I loved it all. It was about divine will and mercy." The other sister, high school teacher Pauline Doherty, called the Shen Yun performance amazing and lovely. She said, "I very much believe in angels, but here I see them on the stage. I feel hope for the world, renewed in myself." Sublime and incredible. Travel consultant John Neville exclaimed, "They generate a great energy, peace, vitality, enthusiasm, and a spiritual self. It's incredible." Mr. Neville was especially touched by the Arhu solo performance, which he thought was gorgeous and sublime. He said, "It's like you're into another space. It cuts into your soul." He said he thought Shen Yun's music possessed one of the greatest healing powers. He added, "You leave and you think, life is just wonderful."
Taipei resident, suing Jiang is a righteous thing to do. Falun Gong practitioners in Taipei, Taiwan, performed live reenactments on March 6th to raise the public's awareness of the ongoing suppression of Falun Gong in China, including the communist regime's harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners imprisoned for their faith. At one of the busiest shopping areas in Taipei, passersby were quickly drawn to the brutality displayed by the practitioners' posters and acting. An organizer of the event said that despite the evidence of forced organ harvesting by the Chinese regime having come to light, there have been very few new media reports on the subject. Therefore, practitioners have no choice but to take initiatives to raise awareness of this severe human rights violation, he explained. When the organizer applied for a permit for the event, one police officer said he was aware of some atrocities committed by the Chinese regime and added, "Only Falun Gong practitioners can fully expose the Communist Party's brutality." Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese leader who initiated the persecution of Falun Gong, has been sued in at least 16 countries for crimes against humanity, torture, and genocide. Since last May, about 200,000 criminal complaints have been filed against him in China with the Supreme People's Procuratorate and Supreme People's Court. Everyone's effort will make a difference. Zhu, a tourist from the U.S., signed a petition calling for an end to the suppression in China. He said, "I've heard about the persecution before, and I am glad to sign the petition today. He said it was important to let more people know about live organ harvesting and other crimes committed by the Chinese Communist Party. He also hopes that people from other countries will stop transplant tourism to China. "We can't go to mainland China to stop the atrocity," he added, "but we have to do our part to help because everyone's effort will make a difference."
Witnessing the power of Falun Dafa in my scientific research. I'm a faculty member in a Chinese university and have benefited tremendously from practicing Falun Dafa over the past dozen years. A lot of Chinese people have grave misunderstandings about the practice due to influence from the Chinese Communist Party's lies and propaganda. I would like to share my experience of witnessing Dafa's supernormal power in my work. Efficiency and inspiration come from cultivating with a pure mind. When answering a PhD student's question, Master said, quote, "Studying the Fa well definitely won't affect anything of yours in your cultivation, and on the contrary, it will help you get twice the results at your job or with your schoolwork with half the effort," unquote. From explaining the Fa during the 2003 Lantern Festival at the U.S. West Fa Conference. Studying the Fa and doing the exercises are my daily must-do. I try my best to do them with a pure mind. It was hard at first, but as I persisted, I was eventually able to do it. I concentrate on my research during the day and have found that I am highly efficient in my work and have a lot of inspiration. Sometimes I can finish my work within a few hours, while others might take days or even a month. My research topics are in the field of sustainable energy. This also requires extensive knowledge in mechanics and computer simulation. Inspiration comes to me in every area I work on, and I get twice the results with half the effort. I was under a huge amount of pressure at work during the latter half of 2009 due to being involved in a national project as well as taking care of my other work. I did the Dafa exercises with a pure mind one day, then started reading an article by a foreign scholar. I suddenly had an inspiration on how to solve a problem I had encountered. Sophisticated matrix structures suddenly came to my mind. I hurried to look up information about it and wrote a computer program to suit. The problem was resolved in 3 days. The programming alone involved a complicated mathematical algorithm. It was miraculous how my inspiration worked at that time. I still can't completely understand the theory behind it, but my simulation programming worked perfectly and can be commonly applied to other problems. I'm still using it now. The most interesting thing is that I couldn't understand a part of my programming when I revisited it a year later. All I found was my note next to my code. How did I do it? Maybe divine beings were directing me. Similar things have happened many times.
Hiroshima, Japan. Citizens feel the energy of peaceful meditation. During a recent public celebration at the Central Citizens Hall in Hiroshima, Japan, Falun Gong practitioners joined the community for the 12th year and showed the peaceful meditation practice. 5 groups were given designated areas on March 5, 2016 for attendees to try out various activities. Among them, the Falun Gong group drew much attention. Some people said they felt strong energy, which they said made them calm and comfortable. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises on stage on March 6th. Many audience members followed the exercise movements with the music. A practitioner narrator explained how the meditation has benefited over 100 million people in more than 100 countries. Many people took materials and said they would read further.
China. Posters during Chinese New Year publicize lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. Falun Dafa practitioners in China displayed posters during the Chinese New Year holidays describing the current lawsuits against former dictator Jiang Zemin. Jiang ordered the persecution of Falun Gong in July 1999. The 16-year-long persecution has caused millions of Falun Gong practitioners to be arrested, jailed, tortured, and their families destroyed. Instigated by Jiang's order to eliminate Falun Gong, Chinese military hospitals, doctors, and prisons formed a chain to forcibly harvest vital organs from living Falun Gong practitioners and sell them to transplant patients. Many posters show the crimes Jiang Zemin has committed and the lawsuits filed by Falun Gong practitioners and their family members against him. Other posters describe the millions of Chinese who have chosen to quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliates. Posters were seen in Tianjin City and Hebei, Henan, Jiangsu, Jilin, Liaoning, and Heilongjiang provinces.
Heilongjiang woman dies from complications of torture 4 days before Chinese New Year. A 48-year-old woman from Shuilong County succumbed to complications of torture 4 days before the 2016 Chinese New Year. Ms. Liu Mei's premature death comes 8 months after her last arrest for refusing to give up her faith in Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Ms. Liu went missing on May 22, 2015, just 2 days after she was released from a local detention center. Her family later learned that she had been arrested again for holding firm to her belief. She went on a hunger strike to protest the repeated illegal arrests, only to be force-fed and tortured. Her health deteriorated quickly and she passed away on February 4, 2016. Prior to her latest arrest, Ms. Liu had been repeatedly detained and abused by the authorities. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.